Our sermon today is called, It's Not About the Money. My brothers and sisters in Christ, let us pray. O Lord of our hearts, minds, spirits, and souls, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts always be acceptable in your sight, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Jesus asked for a denarius. He's not interested in how the Romans collect taxes. Indeed, Jesus doesn't really show an interest at all in how political systems or economic systems organize themselves. God might be described as the ultimate kind-hearted, benevolent dictator. The early disciples and communities of faith both tried both capitalism and communism. And Jesus' concern is not with the power dynamics that accompany any particular system. We've talked about that. It's human nature that draws us in to hold power at ever-increasing costs and antics at the expense of others. And so Jesus sees that it is the temptation within us that forbids any fairness in any particular political, communal, ecclesial, or economic system. And yet, Jesus asks for a denarius. And the smiling Pharisees can't wait for his answer to the question, how much should we give? Stewardship Sunday, this Sunday today, asks the same question. How much should we give? And even though the question is framed in terms of giving, living here in America, and especially in the live free or die state, New Hampshire, we sometimes hear, not how much should we give, but how much do we owe? That's a question we're very familiar with. There are any number of fees we pay and a formula for calculating those fees. The percentage of a sales price, the number of hours worked, the combination of costs of things that are added up, and then a profit margin is put on top of it. We can figure out most things for sure. I guess sort of hospital charges. There doesn't seem to be a formula for that. Those formulas are highly variable and paradoxically inverse to one's ability to pay that said fee. But I digress. Fees are known to us, and loved or loathed, at least we know what we owe. And that's where Jesus comes in to once again get us thinking and amazes the priests. I think Jesus is trying to ask them to try and understand the difference between what is owed and what is given. Jesus came into this world to announce the unfolding grace of God's kingdom right here, right now. So, let's understand what that means. The kingdom of God isn't heaven. That's the place of angels and saints. But neither is the kingdom of God how we are organized in our patterns of behavior today. Jesus came to tell us that he is here to show us that there's another way of living that God wants, but that is not all that popular with the ones holding on to power. Let me say that again. Jesus came to tell us that he is here to show us there's another way of living that God wants, but the people holding on to power, they not only don't listen, they don't like it. But Jesus repeatedly shows what that kingdom would be like. That kingdom is in love, healing, preaching, praying, and generally saying that as God gives, so should we give. Freely, joyfully, and fully. We should not owe when it comes to God. That's how the world works, using us as a resource. Human resources, that's what they call people at the companies we work for, as if we were one more thing to input into a product. Jesus comes along and says, we are so much more than that. We are not a thing. God does not ever refer to us collectively or individually as a thing, because we're in relationship with God, and God is in relationship with his creation. Jesus seeks to change the conversation from the burden of owing to the freedom of giving. But that also means there's no formula, no method, no way to quantify our obligation to God. Give to God what is God's, Jesus says. But we have to do the hard work of figuring out that for ourselves. Kingdom living says that as we've come to know God, as we've come to know joy, spirit, and love, so should we return that in kind. And yet we ask the question, what does that look like, Pastor Mark? How much is that? How much is too little or not enough? I'll leave you with these final thoughts. God doesn't thing his people to tell them what is owed. Consistent with kingdom living, neither does our church or our faith tradition. Sure, we understand that we owe for things that we need, like light and heat and water, but we also see how our community is coming back from COVID, how a food pantry can give a little more in helping area families, how the closure of Me and Ollie's gives rise to the community gathering in spirit in our coffee hours, and how scouting, once left for dead on the New Hampshire seacoast, is now 39 kids and growing. How we gather is a part of giving. And so, as we better understand Jesus' answer, let's understand how we can engage more in kingdom living. What is it that we can give more joyfully and fully? How much of our whole selves, our time, talent, energy, and rest, are attuned to God's mercy, justice, and love? We probably haven't asked ourselves these questions in this way for a long time. And there are no pat answers. And that might be uncomfortable for many of us. But it is so much more interesting than being reduced to a formula of what we owe. Give the Jesus answer this year. Give back to God what has been received into your whole self. Thanks be to God. Amen.